Case number 11014, Suzanne L. Mondorf, east of Road 334, Dagsboro Road, 525 feet east of Coffin Lane, a special use exception to retain a manufactured home for storage.
And Mr. Chairman, again, we had a conflicts check. Name came up on our check, but I don't see where there was any potential conflict with the application for today, but I wanted to make sure the board was aware of that.
Thank you for that, Mr. Chairman.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Suzanne L. Mondorf, 31003 Coffin Lane, Dagsboro, Delaware, 1.
And are you going to be testifying as well?
Yes.
Okay, come on up.
Village of Coffin, 31003 Coffin Lane, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
Okay, will you raise your hand? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello.
Good evening, ma'am.
I have a trailer that was used as a hardship for my son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back in 2005, I believe you guys approved it.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he decides he wants to move in with his girlfriend. Even though he's still handicapped, okay, we would like to keep the trailer as a storage unit to keep his things in and to keep extra things that we have because we've done some remodeling for it.
Mm-hmm.
And put on a new roof. And I would like to hold on to it in case he decides to change his mind and come back home. You know, I mean, it was made and redone for him. His wheelchair.
Yeah, we made it handicap accessible, put a new roof and new windows on and all. The place that he has moved to is not his girlfriend's home. It's a family beach house down in Virginia, so it's not a permanent residence.
Yeah.
We really do need the storage also. We're an outdoors family. We have four-wheelers, jet skis, kayaks, and that takes up the garage and the other barn that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like to keep it as a storage. Otherwise, we're gonna have it torn down. And then there's no option for my brother when he comes back. And then we have to handicap accessible another home. So.
Well, if this board approves a storage unit for you, you won't be have it accessible for him to come back to it anyway, because you're gonna have to remove.
Well, what we would do is empty it out, come back to you, and ask for another hardship.
It's basically storing his stuff right now.
Yeah.
Because when he left, he left all his stuff and just took his clothes. The house that they moved into is family beach home, so it's already furnished, the television and all.
And there's nothing hooked up to it.
Yeah,
no electric,
the power's
no power,
not hooked up.
Nothing.
With the pump, we moved over. Mom's double wide is also on the property, so we moved the water pump closer to her house because the water pressure sucked. So we moved the water pump over, so there's no water or sewer or anything hooked up to it right now. It's just a trailer.
But it does have cooking facilities and
no kitchen. Mm-hmm. The kitchen was
no
torn
kitchen.
Out.
No,
okay.
We were in the torn process out. Of remodeling the
only thing that's
kitchen
in it
too.
Is a bathroom.
Yeah.
But the back half is completely remodeled. For their automated bed and a wheelchair accessible shower. So the back half was remodeled, but the front half was in process of. So there is no kitchen, there's no power, no plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically a storage unit, but we invested a couple thousand in windows and a roof. So we'd hate to, it's gonna function great as a shed.
How long ago did the son move out?
May.
May of this year?
Yeah, which was when we were supposed to have it, approved for this year.
But,
he left in May, so then we had to get this.
This is his first time away from home, mm-hmm. too. So.
Yeah.
He was staying in it at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the home that we were raised in.
So there was plumbing in it at that time?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the plumbing's still hooked up. We just removed the pump and ran the line to the other home.
Okay.
I mean, I bought this trailer back in 1984 along with the land and raised three children. Yeah, and...
Who was the medical hardship for in 06?
That was my son.
No, it was my longer.
Mom died in 04.
Oh.
Yeah, Mom died at 04. She was hardship before to the old trailer that I had there.
That's what you appeared to the board for, right?
And then I bought a new trailer and had my trailer put in David's name for hardship so that he would have a place to stay.
06.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's done 06, and they've been keeping it up every year until May.
Actually, there's been the hardship's been there since 1996.
Right.
Yeah.
So they've been doing
it. And that was my mother. She was, she diagnosed cancer. And
have they come back each year?
Care of her.
They kept it up.
Yeah.
So you remodeled two bedrooms and a bathroom.
Yeah.
Bathroom, windows, and a roof.
Yeah, we put in HIDA doors and, railings, everything, did the floors.
When did you do that?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's been a little bit over 2 years. Yeah,
maybe.
Gradually, yeah. We could afford it. It wasn't all done at one time.
And we put a complete shingle roof on it from one end to the other. It's a 14x70 trailer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a lot of money, a lot of time. I don't want to lose it.
All right, ma'am. Are there any further questions from members of the board?
I would like to add, if it is approved, you were to approve it, we verify that the cooking facilities are
You will verify that?
Yes.
Thank you.
The next question.
Okay. And hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't believe there was a time request. Is that right? So, and there's no maximum of 5 years. Is that correct? Okay. Since we did not hear testimony that it would or has or will substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties, I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11014 as a storage unit.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion for the reasons stated by Mr. Mills.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11014. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for all the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11014 is approved for storage.
Thank you. Do we come back like we did with the hardship and have it approved?
No, if you decide for it to come to be a simple hardship again, you need to contact us.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.